This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
and wonderfully made.
No other name like yours.
morning. Can we lift up the name of God? Can we just lift up the name of God? Don't wait on the choir, but between you and God, can you lift up his name this morning? Because he has kept us for 12 years. Can you lift up his name this morning? Oh, how we love you, oh God. We lift up your name. We lift up your name, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We lift up your name, oh God. We love you, Lord.
Our hearts cry.
Hey, Rabados Calabar.
Be magnified in this your holy temple.
Please be seated.
Servant and the wife, thank you for the family, thank you for the ministers, thank you for the workers, thank you for the congregation at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center in San Antonio. We just want you to know, Lord, that we are grateful. Please, Lord, be glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In this anniversary Thanksgiving, we ask, Lord, that you will speak to us. It is written, you sent forth your word healed them. Deliver them from their destruction. Your word this morning, let it heal.
Amen.
Let it deliver.
Amen.
And then just take all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, O God. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now wave your hand, let me hear you shout it loud. Hallelujah! Now go ahead and give the Lord a really big, big, big clap of praise. And then you may please be seated. Glory be to God. Thank you, choir. Let's appreciate the choir. And let's celebrate the choir of RCCG Salvation Center in San Antonio, led by our sister April Aguila. Come on, let's celebrate them. It is so wonderfully well. Praise with passion. Glory be to God. Well, I have 30 minutes on the clock. We want to congratulate Pastor and Mrs. Koye Sonny for a great job. And church, please, let's celebrate with them. I know what it is to pastor for 1 year, but not 1 year, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Church, celebrate Jesus in their life. Come on, give God praise on their behalf. We celebrate you. The Lord will keep you for many, many, many more years in the name of Jesus. And it's not easy to be children of pastors, so please let me celebrate their daughters as well. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Whether they want to be in church or not, they get to be in church. We celebrate you, daughters. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. You'll be 1 million times greater than your parents. In Jesus' name. So let me go straight to the word of God, because now it's 29 minutes. Our theme is that I may know him. And the Lord helped us greatly on Friday, and he did so wonderfully yesterday. Now, very briefly this morning, the title of the message is a question. And it is, who are you? Who are you? I love the song that the choir sang at the beginning when they said, I know who I am. And I truly hope we do. Now, but let me look at your neighbor as if you are very angry and say, who are you? Our text will be from Acts 19:13-16. I will read from the New Living Translation. Acts 19:13-16. New Living Translations, if we have it. Otherwise, just listen to me. A group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? Then the man which the evil spirit, leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. Until you know who you are who people say you are. If you don't know who you are and they say you are a goat, you just become a goat. That I may know him. The question, who are you, could mean what's your name. And if you look at our Lord Jesus Christ, he shows himself all the time with different names. You know, if we're talking about God the Father, God the Father might say, I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I'm Jehovah Shalom, your peace. The question, who are you, is the question of what's your name. But then beyond that, the question, who are you, is a question of what are your attributes. And if you look at Jesus Christ, he's the faithful one. Lamentations 3:22-23, the Bible says it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. For his compassion they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says, there is no temptation overtaking us, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able. And through the same temptation, we make a way of escape. The Bible tells us of our God. If you read very closely the scriptures in Hebrews 11 in verse 11, the Bible says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive, and she was delivered of a child when she had passed age. Why? For she judged him faithful who has promised. We are talking about the attribute of God. The one that I love the most is the fact that he's faithful. The Bible says God is not a man that should lie, not a son of man that should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken it? Will he not make it good? In Psalms 33 verse 9, the Bible says he spake, it was done. He commanded, he stood fast. Everything he decrees, everything he declares must come to pass. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. He didn't have to say it the second time. And there was light. He is a faithful God. But truly, the question, who are you, is the question of show me your ID. And do you know that God is not mad at that? Because Moses asked him in Exodus 3, 13 and 14, when he asked him to go to Egypt and be a deliverer, Moses said, if they asked me, who sent me, what should I say? In other words, he's saying, Lord, what's your identity? Show me your ID. And God isn't mad at that. He said, tell them, I am that I am, send you. And that's why all the time when Christ came, he began to, you know, to use different names at different times. Because whatever you call him, that's what he shows up to be at that time. And I told on Friday, when you are thirsty, it becomes your living water. You are hungry, becomes the bread of life unto you. And in fact, you can call him Jehovah everything. Because whatever you need, it just will show up. But Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry at some point, faced the disciples and said, I believe in Matthew 16, verse 13, who do men say that I am? The question of identity is a very, very crucial question. Do you know at resurrection, as prophesied aforetime by David in Psalms 24 and in verse 7, you see, he went straight when he gave up the ghost, he went to the grave, confronted the powers of darkness, seized the key of hell and of death. And then when he was coming, there was an announcement. Say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and even be ye lift up ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. So wait a minute. We got him already. We killed him on the cross. We killed him already. I said, which King of glory are you talking about? In other words, give us his identity. Say, the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He said, no, we got him. And then they commanded again, lift up your head, O ye gates. Even be ye lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And then power of darkness asked again, who is this King of glory? And then he said, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. With that identity, say, give me the key, Satan. He got the key from him. Until you know your identity, you are denied everything. It's crucial that you know your identity. So these sons of Sceva that we read about in Acts 19, 14 to 16, they had been in church for a long time. Their father, a chief priest, as it were, the senior apostle, most right reverend. So they watched dad all the time. They knew what dad will do. And so they saw a man possessed of demon. And they said, we cast you out, demon, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preaches. And the demon laughed, really? Say, Jesus, I know. Paul also, I know. But who are you? And because they couldn't answer the question, the demon pounced on them, tore them apart naked, terribly embarrassed. Brethren, each day you pray, in heaven the question is asked, this fellow praying, what is his identity? And there are always five kinds of identities that you see. Four of them will bring disgrace and reproach each time you pray, like these sons of Sceva. And that's why this morning I really want you to look inwards on what your identity is. When you get to any bank, you want to cash a check. They always will check. What's your ID? Choose your ID. And if your ID is not the appropriate one, you will be denied. I was saying it, I think it was yesterday or on Friday, that even though the account is loaded with money, and it's your money, you work for it, you go to the ATM machine, you slot in the card, and you press withdraw, it's going to pump up PIN. And if you don't have it, you are denied. It's a question this morning. The question is, who are you? Or better still, what's your ID? So the first ID, in fact, is that the ID was never issued. In other words, when someone is never born again, when you call on God of heaven and earth, and they look at the books, and you have not been issued an ID that confirms you the citizen of heaven, you are denied. And if you are in doubt, you can read Matthew 15 from about 21 there to 28. There was this woman known as the Phoenician woman, the woman of Canaan. She said, Lord, please help me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil. Help me heal. And Bible said, Jesus Christ didn't answer her a word. In fact, at some point, disciples say, send her away. It's not here for you. And she cried a bit more. And finally, Christ said, the food that is meant for children cannot be given to dogs. Many of us, each time we have cried to God, and they say, can we check? Does he have the idea of heaven? Say, no. Say, okay, she can't get it because she's a dog. He can't get it, he's a dog. Who are you? Do you know God to the point that he has issued you an ID? There are some people, however, they have what you call incomplete documentation. They've been to the church. They are in church, but they are not in Christ. You can be in church and not be in Christ. If you open a bank account, you get to the bank, and then they give you some forms, and you just fill the form halfway. Your account is still not open because your documentations are incomplete. And there are many people like that. They have been in church, but with incomplete documentation, and no ID is issued. And I can give you an example to help you understand that. A brother was chasing a sister in church desperately. And the sister said, I am light, you are darkness. I'm born again, you are not born again. We can go together. So what do I need to do? Say, give your life to Christ. And the guy came to church. And then he asked the people, somebody sitting next to him, how do I give my life to Christ? And so where pastor will preach, they make altar call, and you just come out and you are born again. Before the pastor finished the sermon that day, as he was saying, hey, if you want to give your life to Christ, it was right in the front. So after the service, went to the sister, said, now I'm born again. And the sister said, well, that's good, but you know what? One more thing. Say, what again? Say, you have to become a worker. Say, so they, and because he used to play keyboard in nightclubs and in all those places, he joined the choir. And then unsuspecting pastor made him choir director. But never born again, because you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. There are people who got used to church. And the pastor noticed your zealousness. And you are probably made a media fellow because you could undo equipment. Or in fact, you could sing and you joined the choir, but never born again. And that's how come we have all kind of people in the church who knew nothing about the Lord. They knew every other thing but the Lord. I mean, one year, ordination list came out. And there was someone on the ordination list. And the wife, he got home and told the wife that pastor, I've been ordained in the East Coast. I mean, I'm going to be ordained in June. The wife said, what? You ordained? Didn't you tell pastor that you drink beer? And once in a while you smoke? And in fact, you slap me as you want. Say, don't disgrace this family. You can't be ordained anything. If you don't go tell pastor all your background, I will tell pastor. Say, okay, don't worry. So he went to the pastor and said, pastor, I can't be ordained. I said, what? You're very zealous. I said, well, pastor, there are issues. But see, there are many people that the wife might not be able to confront in that manner. And so we have ordained drunkards, ordained smokers, ordained fornicators, ordained all kinds of things. And whatever the anointing meets on you multiplies. Either you are fornicating and you let them put hand on you, your fornication will go double. What's your ID? There are people that have not received ID. When you cry to God in heaven, and they looked and you have no ID, you are denied. There are some that started the process because they are in church, praise God, but your documentations are incomplete. You still don't have the ID. Next, lost ID. You are issued the ID, but you lost it. In other words, you are born again at some point. But now, truth be told, you lost the ID. I was telling us about a pastor on Friday, for those who came, one of our pastors who sat on the Bellevue plane that crashed in 05, and how another pilot came from another airline, aero contractors, to practically drag him out. That, look, I'm flying you to Abuja, we have not seen for a while. Come out of here. Say, my luggage is in. Say, don't worry. They brought the luggage out, dragged him out. And when he got to Abuja, was when he realized that the same plane on which he sat had crashed. Everybody dead. But what I didn't tell you is that there was a second pastor of Redeem on the same flight who perished in that plane crash. And when he died, the second wife showed up. It was an area pastor. I said, well, we've been keeping this thing secret, but I don't want to be a loser. I have children for him too. These are the proofs. But it was an area pastor. At one point, not only was he born again with the ID, he even became a pastor. But at some point, whatever happened, he lost the ID. Have you lost your ID? God rescued a pastor who had the right ID. A second pastor with the same title was in there. He has lost his ID. He had to perish. The third one, expired ID. You still carry the ID, but it's expired. It's expired, and you need to renew it. You are convinced in your heart that you have sinned. David sinned at some point, and he went to the Lord in prayer, and he was restored. Saul sinned. His ID became expired. But he said, well, even though I've sinned, man of God, still honor me. Now, some people cannot be corrected by the pastor concerning their sins. In fact, they will say, I'm not the only one, pastor, who have sinned. Am I the only one that I've sinned? I mean, I confronted somebody with fornication. Say, sister, but we told you this thing. My wife and I said, you have the control more than this pastor. I mean, more than this brother. After all, he didn't rape you. He said, hey, but pastor, let me ask you a question. I don't have many friends. He's the only friend I have. And you say I should not be close to him. I can't even do without being close to him. See how single says they must do dinner and the night together. You must go and test your cooking so you know how whether you cook very well. In fact, there was one lady who came to me that, you know, my fiancé, the one you met the other time, says he would like to test me in bed to know if I know how to do it before we get married. Wow. Now, people will excuse sin instead of renewing their ID. I mean, one or two persons here today, you came to church from the house of your boyfriend, straight into church. Your ID is expired. I knew you used to be a Christian. Renew it this morning. Can I hear amen? Amen. Number four now, right? I'm almost done. Number four, forgotten ID. Now, what that means is you have the ID. Imagine you going to the bank and you left your ID. It's still a problem. If you are driving and the police stop you and ask for your ID and you don't have it, you won't go to jail, but you get into some momentary problems. There are some of us, when it matters the most, we have no ID to show. In other words, we forgot who we are at that time. That's how come a Christian can fight on the parking lot. At that time, he just forgot his identity. When you forget your ID, at those moments, you miss your miracle. You know, there was a lady trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And the day the Lord had earmarked for the blessing, he was leaving home, and the husband said something, and there was a big fight. And then they both didn't go to church. And the word of knowledge came concerning their matter. They were in church. When it mattered most, some people have forgotten their ID. Samson forgot. I think we were talking about him. Somebody was, I think the teacher at Sunday school, was talking about Samson. He forgot that razor must not cut his head. Do you know that Samson forgot that in his office, he should be the one building and erecting altars for the Lord? I believe that Samson's problem was more of ingratitude than lust. And that's why, as we celebrate this 12th anniversary, and I could see Pastor encouraging us a lot not to forget where we're coming from. In Judges 15, you know the story too well. I won't have time to read it. Samson killed 1,000 with a jawbone of an ass. Anybody, even if you're a fool, should know that that wasn't you, but God. Because about 10 people just needed to carry one of his legs, and another 10, another leg, and then it would be finished. But God paralyzed the people, and was just killing all of them. It would have killed more than 1,000, except that they all fled. But do you know, after that battle, read the Bible, there was no single thank you, Lord. Not, go and check. In fact, he said, Samson, heaps upon heaps, Samson had killed 1,000 with a jawbone of an ass. And his cup was full. And so God fried his brain. Because in the next chapter, chapter 16, Delilah did not hide her intention. Nothing can be more direct. I can put it in modern day English. Show me your power so I can kill you. I mean, even a little child will know the answer to that. But see, when you refuse to be grateful, somebody put it this way, those who are not grateful are great fools. And so, Samson became a meat for the enemy. Brethren, what ID do you have with you? This morning, I have only one major assignment. It is to ask you to call on God of heaven for a 12th anniversary miracle. However, those who will receive the miracle are those that have the last ID, which is the genuine ID. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So all things are passed away. Behold, all have become new. And those whose ID are expired, if only you can come to the Lord. The Bible says God does not want the death of the sinner, but the sinner may repent. I'll tell you two stories because I have only 6 more minutes. And then I will be done. There's a lady that I've been crying to the Almighty God year after year. Lord, use me, Lord. Lord, bless me. I need your blessing. I need just do something in my life. God didn't answer because her ID had expired. So when God will finally answer, she was using a university restroom, you know, it was Unilag. And she got into the first one, and it was filled up with feces and stinking maggot everywhere. And she slammed the door that I can't use this. And went to the next one, it was worse. And went to 6 of them, stinking. And said, no, I can't use this. I will wait for the cleaners to clean it. When they clean it, then I will come back to use it. At that point, the Holy Spirit asked, how come you couldn't use any of the restrooms? I said, how can I? They're very filthy. God said, wow. That's the same reason I couldn't come inside of you all these years. You are stinking. You lie at will. Unforgiveness is seated in your heart. How can I use you? And what did you, when did you say you will come back? He said, well, when they clean it. Okay. I can answer you too if you allow me to clean you. If I can clean you, then your miracle will reach you. At that point, she broke down. I said, Lord, cleanse me and then use me. My second story. I was a sister that came to me in 2003. She was over 30 years, maybe 32, 33. My wife knows the story very well. And no man had come to her at any time to say, will you marry me? So she knew something must be wrong. Very pretty lady. Had money. And so as I was about to pray for her, the Holy Spirit said, she has unforgiveness in her heart, you know, against the Father. And I told her, and she got up, angry. Said, Pastor, if that is it, forget it. My father abandoned us when I was only 3. Only my mom brought us up. And now that we have all made it, he's trying to get back into our lives. No, Pastor, forget it. Said, I don't even know your dad. But that's what the Holy Spirit laid in my heart. And then she stormed out of the office. And I didn't see her again. She stopped coming to church. So, and we came here. That was 03, 04, we came to the U.S. In 2010, 7 years after, I went to Nigeria to minister in a church. And as I finished, protocol was taking me to the pastor's office. I saw a lady waving at me, and I laughed. Oh, I remember that, of course. So I asked the pastor, that lady greeting me, is she married now? He said, no. That, you know, a few weeks ago, we were praying for her, and the Holy Spirit said to us that she had unforgiveness against the Father, and that she should go and make up. And she said, a pastor told her the same 7 years ago. And I smiled. I must be the pastor. And then in 2013, 10 years after, I saw her in camp in Lagos. She came to me lean like somebody about to die. I said, sister, what's going on? I said, well, I just came from India. I had liver problem. I said, what about your dad? He said, my dad passed. I said, but did you make up? She said, barely. I said, okay, what do you want me to do? He said, well, they said there's a growth inside of her and that she wanted to come to Houston to check whether it's cancerous. The moment your ID is not the ID of heaven, because there is no unforgiveness in God. While we are yet sinners, he died for us. Maybe I should tell you one to encourage you. They brought someone so we could pray for her. And then we are praying on the phone. I think the fellow is in Louisiana. I was praying on the phone and the Holy Spirit said he has a problem with the siblings. And she said, yes, Pastor, I know that. So what do you want to do? I said, go to them and resolve the issue. It was a Tuesday. And she went, it was a Monday. She went on a Tuesday, you know, apologized to the mom, apologized to the siblings. And, you know, on Thursday, she went to see the spread of the cancer in the hospital. She had an appointment. She got there and the cancer had dried up. And no prayers, no laying off of hands. When your ID is the right ID, when you turn to heaven, heaven will answer. I have 2 minutes, 19 seconds. What I want to do is to give you an opportunity to renew your ID this morning. If you don't have any ID, you will be issued one on the altar this morning. And the moment I'm satisfied that I've given everybody opportunity to have the genuine ID, I will ask you to ask for one thing from heaven that you will remember this anniversary for. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, whatever our request will be today in faith, he will do it for us. Can we rise, please?
He's love, he has risen from the dead, he's love, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Now before the choir, we continue to sing that song. As many of you that are here, you've had a different kind of ID. You might need to renew yours. Yours, maybe you may need to replace. The ID is the seal of genuine salvation. If you are so sure that you need a new identity in Christ, the one that is truly genuine, then lift your right hand above your head. Lift it above your head quickly. All right. If your hands are lifted, I can see them. God can see. Come right here and get a new ID in Christ. You must be born again with the evidence of the identity in Christ. And then...
He is Lord. Amen.
He has risen from the dead.
Above your head and say, Lord Jesus, say loud and clear, say, Lord Jesus, I'm before you this morning and I'm before your altar. I recognize that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. But I've realized my sins. Father, have mercy on me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord and you are my Savior. Therefore, save my soul. Wash me thoroughly clean in your precious blood. I receive the identity of the Son of God this morning. From now on, I'm truly born again. I am truly born again. I receive the ID of heaven and I confess that I'm a child of the living God. Therefore, my prayer this morning, answer by fire. Let me hear loud, amen.
Amen.
On your behalf, my Lord and my God, I reissue the identity of the Son of God on all these your sons and daughters in the front in the name of Jesus. Upon their confession, upon their repentance, I ask, oh God, that you write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Father, all our requests this morning, answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody, church, lift your right hand above your head. And let your hand be like a check that you have filled a request in. And I will give you 30 seconds to ask God for something that you want to remember this 12th anniversary for. Just 30 seconds. Everyone, please don't play with this request. Because the Lord is here to do us good. I'm going to make my request in a second, but I'm encouraging you, please. Be definite, be clear. Don't just say, God bless me. What blessing do you want? The one you will remember this 12th anniversary for. Thank you, Lord. Begin to round up now. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you now. Let your amen sound like that of thunder, loud. Let's test that one in a moment. Let me hear a loud amen.
Amen.
Now, can you try three times in a row? One,
amen.
Two,
amen.
Three.
Amen.
My Lord and my God, every request that has been made here this morning, I stand on this altar of the living God and I join my faith with my brethren and I connect with your word in John 14 verse 14 that if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Father, even before this month is over, let all these requests become testimonies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the time we arrive in the month of July, just about a month from now, let every single one who has made requests this morning have testimonies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, where they have asked you for one thing, give them three. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, all the things that Solomon did not even ask for, in addition to what he asked for, you gave. Beyond our asking this money, Father, do unto us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center in San Antonio, Father, let this be a new beginning of greatness.
Amen.
For it is written, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Say, behold, I will do a new thing, and it will spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Say, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For your church, begin a new thing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Something divine.
Amen.
Something miraculous.
Amen.
Something heavenly.
Amen.
Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, O God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And the church will sound three loud amen in a row.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father,
we hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.